G'day, welcome to Partakers Podcast. Come and listen. Let's read Leviticus chapter 16, verses 1 to 10. The Lord spoke to Moses after the death of the two sons of Aaron, who died when they approached the Lord. The Lord said to Moses, "Tell your brother Aaron that he is not to come whenever he chooses into the most holy place behind the curtain, in front of the atonement cover on the ark, or else he will die, for I will appear in the cloud over the atonement cover. This is how Aaron is to enter the most holy place. He must first bring a young bull for a sin offering, and a ram for a burnt offering. He is to put on the sacred linen tunic, with linen undergarments next to his body. He is to tie the linen sash around him and put on the linen turban. These are sacred garments, so he must bathe himself with water before he puts them on. From the Israelite community, he is to take two male goats for a sin offering and a ram for a burnt offering. Aaron is to offer the bull for his own sin offering to make atonement for himself and his household. Then he is to take the two goats and present them before the Lord at the entrance to the tent of meeting. He is to cast lots for the two goats, one lot for the Lord and the other for the scapegoat. Aaron shall bring the goat whose lot falls to the Lord and sacrifice it for a sin offering. But the goat chosen by lot as the scapegoat shall be presented alive before the Lord to be used for making atonement by sending it into the wilderness as a scapegoat." We look back to our first podcast. We looked at all that occurred on that great annual event known as the Day of Atonement, including the sacrifices. Then we looked at how that applied to us today because of the cross of Jesus Christ, who was our atoning sacrifice. We have a relationship with Almighty God because of Jesus' atoning work on the cross, which we celebrate at Easter, and remember whenever we take Holy Communion. Atonement meaning that we are at one with God, all because of God and from his wellsprings of love, grace and mercy. Nothing we can do to earn it, but simply because of his act of love toward us. Wow! Jesus Christ, unique, majestic, tender, wise, strong and lovely. This Jesus who is always there to help me. Wipe my tears, give me joy, relieve my frustrations, give clarity over confusion, and give me peace. Is this also your Jesus? That's my Jesus, whom I seek to serve and obey in every facet of life of every day. I rarely achieve it for more than moments, but I know that when I fail, I can ask for forgiveness, and he will grant it from his wellsprings of love, grace, and mercy. It's this Jesus whom I depend upon and personally know to be totally reliable in every way. When people let me down, turn away from me, discourage me, think wrongly of me, incorrectly assume my motives, this Jesus always picks me up, never turns me away, always encourages and embraces me. He comforts me, he challenges me, and at the end of each day I know that all through each day that Jesus has been dependable going ahead of me. It's amazing that somebody could love me like that. Do you know him? Do you know this Jesus? If we would call ourselves a Christian, a follower and disciple of Jesus Christ, we know that we are being transformed into the very image of him, the image of Jesus Christ, and we will continue to be until Jesus Christ returns once more for us and for his body, the church. Sometimes this transformation takes comfort, and at other times we need to be challenged. Remember, our God challenges us in our comfort and comforts us in our challenges. Or is that just my experience? Do you know him? If you're not yet a Christian and you want to turn to God right now, there's no need for delay. He's ready and willing to take you as his own right now. You only have to ask him to forgive you, and he will. God is calling you by name to be his child and his follower. He is calling you by name to come into relationship with himself. Being a Christian is a partnership between God and yourself. And when you place your faith in Jesus, becoming utterly dependent upon him, you turn to God. Have you done that? Wow! That's it for today. Come back every day to www.partakers.co.uk where there is something uploaded to help you as a Christian disciple, wherever you are in this world, to live for Jesus Christ. Our books are also available on our Amazon site at www.pulptheology.com. See you later.